cottonwoods in sunlight gleam. A morning wakes when twilight's dream. In the valley of the canyon black, follow this road of dusty cloud, with rocks and boulders well in scrub oak shrine that leads to the canyon black. In years gone by, two houses stood, built of trees from nearby wood, by men who shared their mother's blood. A gift from God to the valley of the canyon black. One was fair with eyes as blue as morning glory's silken hue, touched with light's crystal dew. Danced on slightest breeze, his honest heart with aim to please resonated purest peace. Through the valley of the canyon black, a flute he carved from ancient willow, its haunting song was low and the elder brother lean and tall, with hair like leaves in crimson fall, and eyes that glinted green and small, always watching, seeing. Senseless rage he dwelt, watching as his brother knelt, drawing from his leather belt his flute in the canyon black, through glinting eyes and anger's tears. The forest near tremble with pleasure, a silent cheer for what it knew it soon would hear. Soothing the canyon black, the elder brother's eyes grew narrow. From his quiver he drew an arrow. He fitted it gently into his bow, and aimed in the canyon black, with a coldness born of unbound hate. He loosed the arrow and sealed. Couldn't stop, it was too late. Silence fell in mighty quake on the valley of the canyon black. The flute fell from the young man's. silk shirt he gently clasped. He tried to breathe, but only gasped. And coughed in the canyon black. Now when you enter the silent wood, you feel as though you're understood by souls who've seen both bad and good, watching all who ever should. Visit the canyon black, and sometimes when the air is clear, when morning glories blossom near, a touch of music you can hear. In the valley of the canyon blue,